room before any of us could say another word. Linda wandered out after him, our conversation apparently over. Lee looked across at me as we set out the last of the cutlery and the basket of warm bread rolls he'd brought back from the kitchen.
"Hey," he said softly, "are you sure you're okay?"
"Just dandy," I told him, and at least for a moment, I was. We all heard the car pull up in the drive, and June shot out of the kitchen, wiping her hands on the gravy-spattered apron around her waist before opening the door. Lee and I moved to the doorway of the living room to look out into the hallway. Matthew came in first with a bulky purple duffel bag, and Noah came in with his plain gray one after, followed by her. The first thing that hit me was how good Noah looked. Like, he looked even more incredible than I was used to. I was used to seeing him with a bit of stubble, but now he had a full beard going on, and it really suited him, made him look older, more mature. He was wearing a white t-shirt under a red and gray flannel shirt, the sleeves on it rolled up to his elbows, and the big biker boots he normally wore had been changed for a simple pair of black Converse. His jeans must have been new, too. They didn't even have any holes. I'd never seen Noah dress so well, or so casually, with the exception of when he'd taken me to the summer dance. He usually dressed to intimidate, with the boots, and his t-shirts were mostly worn and old, his shirts usually faded, and jeans ripped from wear. "Hi, sweetie," June said, kissing Noah on the cheek. She looked totally ecstatic to have him home, and I saw the expectant smile she gave Noah, glancing at Amanda.
"Hi, Mom. This is Amanda."
Noah introduced the girl by his side. Amanda was a tall, leggy blonde with an upturned nose and sweeping bangs across her forehead. Her lipstick was bubblegum pink, and her eyeliner immaculately flicked at the corners of her eyes. And just like in her photos, she looked like the catalog model for preppy college girls everywhere. At least, I thought so. A white blouse underneath a periwinkle blue sweater that was probably cashmere, with black skinny jeans and delicate gray ballet pumps. She had this huge square beige purse with black handles and piping, the kind I half expected a small dog to pop its head out of. She was so beautiful. I hated her so much. "Hello, dear," June said affably, holding out a hand to Amanda and kissing her on the cheek. "It's so lovely to finally meet you. Noah's told us so much about you." "He has?" I glanced at Lee, who pointedly didn't meet my eye. Lee had told me that he didn't really know anything about Amanda, that Noah hadn't said much. Now I got the feeling he had just been saying that to make me feel better. Amanda smiled, a big, toothy smile that only made her look prettier. "Thank you so much for having me, Mrs. Flynn. Your home is absolutely lovely." Oh, God. She was British. Just when I thought she couldn't get any more perfect, she had a cute dang accent, too. I was about to scrunch up my face in disgust when I caught Noah's eye. His piercing blue eyes locked with mine, his expression incomprehensible. Was he mad at me? Was he missing me? Was he totally over his little brother's best friend and just didn't care? The longer we stared at each other, the less I wanted to find out. I turned away and made a hasty escape through the living room to the kitchen before I had to be introduced to Amanda properly, too. She could meet the rest of Noah's family first. There were certainly enough of them to keep her busy for a while. Lee followed me, catching my arm by the island in the kitchen and linking his fingers through mine. He squeezed my hand tight.
Hey, it's okay. Look, I'm right here.
I blinked a few times just to make sure I wasn't going to cry, because I wasn't. I'd promised myself last night that no matter what, I wouldn't shed a tear over Noah Flynn today. I'd thought I could handle it, convinced myself I totally could,
But getting used to the idea of Noah being with another girl was a lot different to actually seeing him with her. This hurt a lot more than I'd been expecting.
All you need to do is get through dinner, Lee told me. Show them you don't care. Hell, she'll probably be intimidated that my family loves you so much that you're here for Thanksgiving.
I managed a snort of laughter at that. And then we'll get out of here for a while later. Go for a drive somewhere, maybe. But you are going to see Rachel later.
And I told you already, I'm here for you today, because I think you need me more.
June popped into the kitchen before we could talk anymore, so I just squeezed Lee's hand by way of thanks that he was picking me over Rachel today. She said, Lee, you should go and say hi to Amanda. He got the message and saluted his mom.
Yes, ma'am.
Once he was gone, June came up to me and squeezed my shoulders gently.
You okay, honey?
I'll live. She's very nice. That's the worst part, I said, managing a nervous laugh. June had been very sympathetic to me about the breakup. She'd heard everything from Lee and had told me she understood completely, and that she hoped I knew I was still very welcome any time. That just because things were over with Noah didn't mean I wasn't still part of the family. But I'd totally avoided having to talk to her about Amanda and the two of them coming home for today.
He's told me they're just friends.
Lee said, I'm just having a hard time believing it, that's all. But it's okay. I'm okay.
Are you sure?
I nodded. The last thing I needed was for her to tell Noah how badly I was taking this and to be considerate of me and my stupid broken heart. I'll even go say hi in a minute. Unless you need any help with the, cooking or, like, literally anything. I'll take the trash out. June laughed.
I think you need to go and say hi. You don't have to chat. Just say hi.
But I'll hold you to that offer. You can take the trash out later.
Gee, thanks, I mumbled,
and she gave my shoulder a squeeze before letting me go. I sucked in a deep breath and prepared myself to plaster on a big, warm, and totally fake smile to go and say hi to Amanda. She was shaking hands with Colin when I neared her. Noah was across the room, squatting to talk to Brad and Liam. Amanda looked at me, smiling.
Hi, I choked out. I cleared my throat. I'm Elle,
she exclaimed with her fancy damn accent, her smile stretching wider. I was so shocked my own forced smile faltered. The smile even reached her eyes. It didn't look fake at all.
It's so wonderful to finally meet you. I've heard so much about you.
And then she hugged me. She hugged me. She hugged me. I stood there for a second before deciding it was probably best to hug her back. Noah caught my eye again, and then he looked away, obviously uncomfortable.
Well, that made two of us.
Amanda pulled away, still beaming.
It really is just so lovely to meet you, Elle. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. My whole, I'm super confident in myself and totally over everything that happened because of you, you utter bitch, persona had vanished into thin air, and I couldn't find it again. I was floundering without it. She beamed at me, and suddenly all I could do was smile back and say, How are you? How was the flight?
I slept the whole way,
she laughed. She even had the same laugh as I'd expected. All high and tinkly and musical.
I don't really like flying much, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Noah will tell you. I was awful during takeoff.
How about you? How are you? You're in senior year now, aren't you? How are college applications going?
I swear, I've never been so stressed out in my entire life as I was when I was trying to pick a university.
Ugh.
Yeah, well, I've just sent off some applications.
I think I want to be a kindergarten teacher or something. I listed the colleges I'd applied for because I was too dumbstruck by her reaction to do anything else. What was I doing? talking to her like we could be friends? Like she wasn't part of the reason I'd broken up with Noah? Okay, the main reason? Why was she so nice? Why did she sound like she actually cared? And why was I still giving her this bland smile, nodding along like I cared? I wanted to think it was some ulterior motive on her part, to get all friendly with the ex-girlfriend so I wouldn't try to get back together with Noah now that she was with him. But she just seemed so genuine and so damn nice that it was getting harder to hate her. She asked me more about how I was finding senior year and what my plans for college were. And she shared stories of how her roommate was a total nightmare, but had left college because she couldn't hack it, so now Amanda had a room to herself. I was pretty sure that I hated Amanda for the fact that I couldn't possibly hate someone so nice as her. I stood there talking to her, stunned and unable to do anything but laugh and smile and chatter like we were really getting on. And maybe we were? Until June called that dinner was ready. Noah came over and touched Amanda's elbow. My eyes flickered to the gesture, and he dropped his hand. I didn't know what that meant. I glanced back up to his face, but he'd turned to Amanda.
Come on, it's just this way.
I clenched my jaw as he led her away, and balled my hands into fists so tight that my nails dug into my palms. He couldn't even look at me? Couldn't even say hello? Did he hate me that much? Or was he so ashamed of himself for realizing that he'd brought his new girlfriend home to meet his whole family, all in front of his recently ex-girlfriend? I kind of hoped he was. I wanted him to realize just how much this was hurting me. A hand waved in front of my face, and Lee came into focus.
Earth to Shelley, what was that all about?
What?
You and Amanda, I thought you wanted to rip her throat out and then I look over and see you laughing like you're suddenly best friends?
She's nice. I defended myself and bit my lip, looking guiltily at Lee. She just hugged me and started asking about college and chatting and I didn't know what else to do. She'd be hard not to get on with. And did you hear her accent? It's like impossible to hate anything she says in that accent. I'm kind of starting to hate myself for ever hating her. Lee shook his head in dismay, looking disappointed in me. Hey, better we get on than have a catfight over the dinner table, right? Lee cracked a grin, then nudged me.
You know I can't resist seeing a good catfight, Shelley.
I settled for swatting him over the head, then I looped my arm through his. My friendship with Lee might have been a little rocky the last few months, but right now it was as concrete as ever. Even if I'd lost Noah, at least I'd always have Lee. Chapter 21. The dining table at the Flynn's was huge, so huge that there were three centerpieces, like always. There was the big one with fake flowers and waxed fruit, all with gold edging, which June's mom had passed on to her when she stopped hosting Thanksgiving, and the ones that Brad and Liam had made in school. The rest of the table sagged under the weight of all the food. Dishes of buttery roasted vegetables and yams, still steaming bread rolls, and the huge turkey covered every inch of the table. My dad said grace this year. Neither Lee's nor my family were very religious, but we always said grace on Thanksgiving. The whole time when I had my head bowed, I tried not to steal a glance at Amanda and Noah, who were sitting on the other side of the table to Lee and me. Were they holding hands? Were their legs pressed together under the table? As I thought this, I felt Lee bump my knee underneath the table. I could do this. I could totally do this. As the turkey was carved and dishes of vegetables swapped across the table, I had to make a conscious effort not to keep looking at Noah. But it was so hard not to when he sat directly opposite me. Conversation wasn't half so uneasy and stiff as I'd expected it to be. The grown-ups asked us all about school and college. Lee and I didn't have much to say that people didn't already know.
Brad and Liam were so excitable that they kept talking over each other with their mouths full, and all anybody got from Hillary was a surly half-response. Mostly, they talked to Amanda and Noah, wanting to know all about how they were getting on at college and how football was going for Noah, and did Amanda have any hobbies? She smiled when Colin asked her that and said, "Actually, I'm really into horse riding. There's this riding school back home where I go. I really miss it. And the horses. I don't have my own horse, but I'd like to someday."
"Not much of a city girl then, eh?"
Pete said. "Oh, I don't mind the city, but I think long term I'd prefer somewhere in the country. I could see myself in the city for my 5-year plan, but not to, like, settle down." She had a 5-year plan. I was starting to think that she was actually flawless. That led everyone to ask about her plans after college, whether she planned to stay or move back to the UK. And Lee whispered in my ear,
"Geez, I see what you mean. She is nice. It's infuriating, but I can't actually get mad at her."
"I know," I whispered back. I turned my head away so Noah couldn't lip read.
"Noah keeps looking at you," Lee added. "He's looking now."
"I know," I repeated, giving him a rigid smile and a wide-eyed, unimpressed look. "I'm trying not to notice."
"Why?"
"He didn't even say hi to me," I mumbled. "I'm getting the feeling he's pissed at me."
"He's definitely not mad at you, Shelley. He just looks kind of sad."
"Sad? What right did he have to be sad about all this?" I turned away from Lee. I wasn't going to get into that. I didn't want to feel sorry for Noah, especially not today when he least deserved it. I tried not to let it get to me whenever Amanda laid a hand on Noah's arm or on his hand, or when she brought up a story about a mutual friend, or a story that started, "Do you remember that time when..." Whenever she touched him, it looked so natural, so familiar, like we used to be. And that hurt too. I poked some yams around on my plate, losing my appetite. Then Noah distracted me by actually speaking to me. The grown-ups had all moved on to talking about work and about their bosses or colleagues. Hillary was talking to her grandma, and Liam and Brad were arguing about whether Iron Man or Thor would win in a fight, so nobody really noticed Noah had spoken to me. Like, directly to me. For the first time since we'd broken up. And he said,
"So, Elle, how's Levi?"
Really? Was he serious? Of all the things to talk to me about, why Levi? He couldn't say hi, but he could ask me about Levi? Lee coughed and said,
"Hey, Brad, Liam, you guys know that the Hulk would beat them both, right? Elle, back me up here."
Now wasn't the time to ask him anyway. I stared back at Noah. God, he looked so good. Why did he have to look so good? Why did he care so much about Levi when he was here with his new girlfriend? "Yeah, he's good." Noah nodded and kept nodding. And I bit my lip, staring back at him and waiting for him to say something else, but also wanting that to be the end of it. Amanda intervened, luckily, because things were starting to get really awkward. "Is Levi the boy who moved from Detroit? You had all those nicknames for him, Noah. The jeans guy, True Religion, Diesel, stuff like that. He lives by your friend, is it Carl? I want to say Carl." "Cam," I corrected her, slightly stunned. Noah had talked to her about Levi? What the hell was that about? It was weird that it was easier to talk to Amanda than Noah, but I went ahead and said, "Yeah, that's him. We just got to be really good friends. We keep each other company when we have to babysit. He's got a little sister a few years younger than Brad." "That's nice, though," Amanda smiled brightly. "And I suppose it makes babysitting easier, too." "Uh-huh." And then, because I couldn't resist, I said, "I asked him to the Sadie Hawkins dance a couple of weeks ago. That was really nice. It was only in the school gym, but it was cute."
I wasn't exactly sure why I said it. I just couldn't help myself. I guess I just wanted to make Noah feel as bad as I did. Or I wanted to make him feel jealous. I wasn't sure which, and I really didn't want to spend too long thinking about it.
Yeah,
Noah said, obviously making an effort to keep his voice casual. It came out sounding sort of strained, though. His eyebrows pulled together almost into one straight line because of the frown on his face.
I saw. There was that photo of you guys in the kissing booth.
Oh my God. He'd seen the photo. And judging by the look on his face, it bothered him. Well, so what? What damn right did he have to be mad about a photo? Did he hear what a hypocrite that made him? And at least I was single when the photo was taken. I stared back at him, chin jutting out. Yeah, cute, right? Noah scowled down at his plate. I saw his Adam's apple bob as he gulped. Amanda glanced between us, then smiled again, reaching an arm across the table to me and waving it excitedly. Oh my goodness, she said, all bubbly. My school never did dances like you guys have over here. Tell me all about it. Was there a theme? Noah said you're on the planning committee for stuff like that. What did you have to do? She kept on babbling, and I was pretty sure she knew she was babbling. I figured she was doing it on purpose, trying to alleviate the tension between me and Noah, which was tangible now. I bristled. I locked eyes with him and felt the urge to start crying again. I felt Lee bump my leg with his again, and I inhaled deeply through my nose, trying to keep my eyes from drifting back to Noah. We were over. I had to move on. I couldn't let him keep getting to me. I swallowed hard, smiled politely at Amanda, and told her, in the most upbeat voice I could manage, all about the Sadie Hawkins dance. I helped clear up the dishes when we were all done. Lee asked me quietly if I was okay, and I assured him I was, although I wasn't so convinced myself. He went outside to play football with Brad and Liam in the backyard. I'll help, Amanda volunteered, standing and starting to pick up plates too. Oh no, dear, honestly, June protested. You're our guest. There's no need. It's the least I can do, Amanda said cheerfully. Hell, I thought. Everything she said was cheerful. I guessed she was just one of those people. Or maybe it was the accent. It's so generous of you to have me stay for Thanksgiving.
It's nothing, Amanda, Matthew said. What's one more mouth to feed when there's already 17 of us?
Says you, June said, tutting at her husband but smiling. All you did was the cranberry sauce.
The cranberry sauce is a vital component of any turkey dinner, Matthew assured us.
Well, it was absolutely delicious, Mr. Flynn. Amanda laughed, picking up more plates. Linda and Colin started gathering some too. Rose said, Hillary, why don't you help? And Hillary glared at her mom, saying, Fine. She grabbed some glasses and stormed out to the kitchen. Rose sighed and drank a little more wine.
I don't know what to do with that girl, honestly. Just because she wanted to go to the movies with her friends later, and what did she call it, Colin? FOMO?
You'd think I'd signed a death warrant for her social life.
Amanda and I walked to the kitchen together, even though I'd stalled to try and avoid doing so. Just because she was so frustratingly easy to get along with didn't mean I wanted to spend more time with her than I had to. We put the dishes by the dishwasher, stacking them carefully. June will kill us if we scratch her best china, I commented. My mom's just the same. Why didn't you go home for Thanksgiving? I asked her. It came out sounding rude, but I didn't mean it to. I just wanted to know. I looked away, sheepish. Instead of the kind of answer I was looking for, Noah and I are super serious now and we thought I should come here to meet his family, or Noah and I are just great friends, Amanda said, Well, we don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course, Noah didn't want me stuck at college all by myself for the holidays, and I thought it'd be fun to see a real American Thanksgiving. I wanted to ask, yeah, but are you here as Noah's friend or his girlfriend? Instead, what came out of my mouth was, that was nice of him. Then Amanda said, I hope you don't mind me saying, but it was a bit awkward between you and Noah. At least it felt like it was.
Wow, straight to it, huh?
I clenched my jaw. Sort of. I see. And if you don't mind me asking, do you still have feelings for him? Seriously, how did anybody sound that nice when they were asking such a blunt personal question of someone they'd literally just met a couple of hours ago? And to their boyfriend's ex of all people? It wasn't fair. I looked at Amanda, at the genuine concern and open curiosity on her face, and I narrowed my eyes at her. I don't really feel like talking about this. I turned and walked out of the kitchen just as some of the grown-ups came in, juggling glasses and empty wine bottles and plates, like they were part of a circus act. Elle, I heard her say, my name and apology, as I was by the doorway. I didn't look back. When I got back into the dining room to collect what was left of the dishes, Noah was just leaving. I bumped right into him, bouncing back and stumbling. He caught my arm to steady me, and I jerked it away like he'd given me an electric shock. And if I was going to be totally honest, it felt like he had. It made me think of Levi and the fact that we didn't have this kind of thing between us, that spark. Although right now, it was definitely not a good kind of spark. Maybe I was better off without it. I looked up at him, unimpressed when he didn't move out of my way. What?
Elle, I just...
Just what? He clamped his mouth shut, looking away. Fine. If he wasn't going to talk to me, then I could...
I didn't know what. Why don't you go play football with the boys, son?
Matthew said, appearing behind Noah and clapping his hand on Noah's shoulder.
Noah looked at me again, with those electric blue eyes searing right through me. And then he strode away. The door to the backyard banged behind him. I gave his dad an awkward smile. Thanks.
You two will sort things out, he said, looking as uncomfortable as I felt.
I really don't think we'll ever get back together, I mumbled, looking in the direction Noah had just left. I don't think either of us could go back after all this.
I just meant you guys will both get over it and move past it, eventually.
Oh. I rubbed a hand across the back of my neck, which felt like it was burning just like the rest of my face. Well, yeah, someday. Matthew clapped me on the shoulder, then left the room with the remainder of the turkey on the dish in his other hand. I looked at the few things left on the table and back in the direction of the kitchen, where I could hear Amanda's laugh. I really, really couldn't do this. I walked toward the front door, pulling on my ankle boots and already calling Levi.
Hey, Levi said, answering on the second ring. What's up?
What was up? I couldn't pinpoint it exactly. I just needed to see him and get out of here for a while. I needed to not be around Noah or Amanda and pretending I was fine. I told him so. Can you meet me at the park? I just need to get out of here for a while. I can't handle this.
Sure, I'll leave in a couple minutes.
Great, I'll meet you in the parking lot. I hung up and turned to grab my coat off the hook on the wall. I jumped when I saw Lee standing in the hallway. Jesus, Lee, I gasped, putting a hand over my racing heart. You scared me.
Going somewhere?
I hadn't even considered asking Lee to get out of here with me. I'd just gone straight to Levi. I was feeling shitty enough without having to think into that one, too. Yeah, I'm just going to go to the park. Get a little air, you know?
On your own?
Yeah.
Lee raised his eyebrows, crossing his arms. The sleeves of his green woolen sweater rode up his arms with the motion.
Shelley, please don't lie to me.
I slipped my arms into my coat and walked up to Lee. Fine, I'm going to see Levi, but I really don't need to hear anything about that from you right now, that's all. I'm sorry, but I really need to go. I can't handle this like I thought I could, and I sighed and kissed his cheek. Go see Rachel, huh? I'll be okay.
Elle.
I was already grabbing my purse and opening the door. Shelley, he yelled after me, but the door closed before he could finish saying my name. Chapter 22. The park wasn't particularly far away, but far enough that I drove. I took a detour to make it last longer. I turned up the volume on my stereo and sang along to the new Taylor Swift song the radio station was playing. I sang half the words wrong, shouting nonsense or noises instead. It kept my mind off the Flynn brothers, at least. But when I parked and killed the engine, I had to think about them. I wasn't sure if I was mad at Noah or just upset. I couldn't tell if I was pissed at Amanda for asking if I still had feelings for Noah, or if that just made me edgy because I did still have feelings for Noah. I didn't want to still have feelings for him. I wanted to be over him. But it was so, so hard. And Lee, I really didn't want to put him in the middle of all this. Mostly because I had the feeling he'd pick me. But he wasn't who I wanted to see right now. He wasn't who I needed to be around. I leaned forward onto the steering wheel, kneading my forehead with my knuckles. I felt like such a mess. But I still wasn't about to cry over him. Not if I could help it. I jerked when someone rapped on my window. Levi stood outside, the collar on his jacket turned up, hair tousled, smiling at me. I climbed out of the car. Hey.
Hi. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. I'm sorry I called you and dragged you away from your family. It's just, I needed a friend. Levi didn't look remotely annoyed, though.
That's okay. Besides, my mom was watching La La Land again, and my sister was too busy trying to do a puzzle for them to miss me for a while.
What about your dad?
He's taking a nap. I think it was an excuse to get out of watching La La Land, but it might just be his meds making him tired again.
I smiled at him, but didn't speak.
Want to go for a walk?
I nodded, and we ambled through the park gates. It was quiet. There were some kids playing tag, their family sitting on a nearby bench, and an old couple was taking a walk hand in hand. The breeze rustled through the trees, making it rain leaves on us.
Do you want to talk about it? Levi asked.
Not right now. He held out a hand toward me, and I took it. We'd never held hands like this before, but it was nice. It felt like the right thing to be doing. There was no spark when we touched, no electricity. But I thought again about how maybe that wasn't such a bad thing. We walked around the park for a little while before going to the swings and sitting down. I rocked back and forth, my toes anchoring me to the ground. Levi stayed still, running his fingers over the rusted spots on the chain. After another heartbeat of silence, I spilled my guts out, told him how sucky my Thanksgiving day had been, and how I hated that Amanda was so nice, and that she'd even asked if I still had feelings for Noah, and...
Do you?
He interrupted me.
Huh? Do you still have feelings for Noah?
You know what the worst part is? I said instead. He didn't even say hi to me. And half the time, he couldn't even look me in the eye.
Are you sure he's actually in a relationship with Amanda?
The question startled me. Well, he's got to be. I mean, all the evidence suggested he was, or that they had something going on. That picture, the phone call, all the parties they went to together, the casual touches,
the fact that he brought her home for the holidays, that she'd wanted to know if I still had feelings for him. And yet, no relationship status on Facebook, no introduction of her as his girlfriend, no mention of her being his girlfriend or anything else, no kissing, not even really any hugging, no soppy looks between them. I'd convinced myself so easily that I'd forgotten nobody had actually called her his girlfriend. I glared at the ground, kicking off sideways so that the chains of my swing twisted around. I bit my tongue. So what if they weren't officially anything? There had to be something there. Otherwise... I picked both my feet up off the ground, letting myself spin around so fast that I got a little dizzy. Levi's voice floated around me. If you don't want to talk about it, I can change the topic. Let's see. There's football, the parade, Frozen. I can quote Frozen by heart now. We can sing one of the duets if you want, but I get to sing Anna's parts. Or there's the French Revolution, Spanish Civil War, the episode of Jeopardy I watched last night. I stopped spinning now, and he was still rambling. Levi, embarrassing stories from my childhood. What I meant to do was tell him to shut up, tell him I'd rather not talk at all right now. That's not what happened, though. On some reckless, crazy impulse, I reached across to his swing, grabbed his coat collar, and pulled him toward me. And just like that, we were kissing. I'd only ever kissed Noah. His kisses were familiar. They made my skin tingle with that firework feeling I'd always read about in books. His kisses were the only ones I'd known. And kissing Levi was so different and so weirdly similar all at once. I pushed all thoughts of Noah from my mind and concentrated on kissing Levi. It was all soft and hesitant. He'd stayed still for a second at first, but now his hand was on my face, and he was kissing me back. I knew I was doing this for all the wrong reasons. I knew it wasn't fair to Levi, but I couldn't seem to stop. I was a horrible, horrible person. And all I could think about was how it was nice and exactly like I'd expected it to be when I'd thought about kissing him. But it wasn't like kissing Noah. My thoughts still plagued by Noah, I kissed Levi harder. I needed to forget about Noah. I needed to move on. And I liked Levi, so why not move on with Levi? I was the worst person in the world. I was the one who stopped kissing him, though, eventually. When I did, I felt beyond ashamed of myself. Levi looked a little happy and a lot confused. His eyelids were heavy, his breathing shallow. I'd started to open my mouth to apologize when the park gate clanged loudly, like someone had slammed it back into place. I looked around and saw a tall, broad figure striding away. It was getting dark, so I couldn't see him properly, but I didn't need to. He'd followed me here, or Lee had told him and he'd come after me. And he'd seen. My stomach lurched. My lips formed his name, and it felt like someone had punched the air straight out of my lungs. It wasn't like we were still dating, like I couldn't or shouldn't kiss Levi if that was what I wanted to do. But still, knowing he'd seen us somehow made me feel every bit as terrible, as if I had cheated. I turned back to Levi, biting my cheek. The poor guy looked so confused by the interruption and my sudden shift in demeanor, and I felt awful. He didn't deserve this. I never should have asked him to meet me. I heard my breath shudder and bit my lip. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. I don't mean it's anything against you, but I'm really sorry. God, I've screwed up everything. I'm sorry. I'm such a bad person. Levi looked even more sheepish than I did. No, it's my fault too.
I shouldn't have kissed you back. I shook my head. This was a mistake. Not because of you or anything, but... I mean, I can't do this right now. Do you think we could just forget that happened? For now, anyway? I don't want to screw things up with us, and I know making out kind of already screwed things up, but...
Elle, he said, cutting across me. I looked up from my knees to see Levi smiling at me, the usual easy smile I was used to. But there was no missing the hurt in his eyes, the way he couldn't quite look at me, or the way his smile faded after a moment. I get it.
I'm sorry. Fuck, Levi, I don't even know what I was...
I bit my lip, then fixed him with a determined stare.
No, you know what? I do know what I was thinking, and it was a shitty thing to do.
It's okay.
It's not.
Well, his lips twitched.
Yeah, it's not. But I won't hold it against you. We all do stupid things when we're in love.
I opened my mouth to object and faltered.
You really need to stop being right so much, I mumbled, trying to clear the air a little. One day it's gonna bite you in the ass.
It's because I'm a Ravenclaw. That's what we do.
Being right, I mean. I let myself smile again, raising my eyebrows.
Oh, please. You're such a Hufflepuff.
We stayed on the swings a while longer, watching dusk bleed pink and red through the sky and the wind blow more leaves from the trees.
I should probably be getting back, Levi said after a while. I promised my mom I wouldn't be gone too long. Are you gonna be okay?
I nodded. Sure. Thanks for coming to meet me. And I'm sorry, again. I really am. He shrugged.
I'll get over it. In fairness, you did call me so you could vent about your ex. I should have seen it coming.
Come on, I'll walk you back to your car.
I let him, but this time we didn't hold hands. He gave me a hug before leaving, though.
You know, you can call me if you need anything, right?
I nodded. I think I'm just gonna head home. I don't much feel like facing up to Noah and Amanda right now, you know?
Okay.
Say hi to your mom and dad and Becca for me.
Will do.
See you, Elle. Yeah, see you. I didn't drive off straight away. I sat there staring blankly at the park, wondering why Noah had come after me. Was it because he wanted to talk? Did he just feel bad that he'd chased me out of the house and wanted to apologize? Or was it something more? He'd asked me about Levi. He'd seen the photo and it had obviously bugged him enough to comment on it like he had. And then he'd come after me. I stopped before my mind ran away with itself. Noah and I were over. And I had to remember. I'd been the one to end things. He had no right to be mad if I snuck away from Thanksgiving to make out with Levi, and I had no right to want him to miss me. Turning the key in the ignition so violently that I stalled the car, I ground my teeth. I really had to stop wondering if there was still anything between us, or if there ever would be again, no matter how I felt. It just hurt so much because he'd been the first guy I'd fallen in love with. That was all, right? In a few more months, I'd look back and laugh at how stupid I'd been about this whole thing. And it was so hard because he was going to be a part of my life, whether we were together or not. I turned the car on again, this time not stalling, and an Imagine Dragons song was on the radio. Then I made my way home. When I got home, I called my dad.
Is everything okay, bud? Where are you? Lee said you went to hang out with Levi.
Yeah, I did. I'm home now.
Aren't you coming back here?
I've got really bad cramps, Dad. I'm just gonna head to bed.
Oh, okay, if you're sure. Do you want us to come home?
No, you guys stay there. I'm fine. In a lower tone, my dad asked,
This doesn't have anything to do with you know who, right?
No, Dad, Voldemort has nothing to do with this.
Oh, ha-ha, very funny.
I could practically hear him rolling his eyes at me down the line.
You know what I mean. I know it must have been hard for you today, seeing them together, but...
It's just cramps, Dad.
If you say so. Well, we won't get home too late if you're not feeling well.
Okay, I said, because there was no point arguing. I'll see you later. Can you say bye to everyone for me, and sorry I had to leave?
Of course, they'll understand.
I hung up, and within 10 minutes, I had a text from Lee.
Liar, I know you had your period last week.
Then another.
Noah looks pissed. Did he talk to you? He said he wanted to say sorry to you because he knew you left because of him. What did you say to him?
And, Shelly, stop ignoring me.
Okay, I hope you feel better soon. When you do, text me back and tell me what happened. Love ya, even if you are ignoring me.
When the text stopped coming through, I put my cell phone to one side and ran my hands through my hair. I could really have done with a reset button for today. I took my time taking off my makeup and getting changed for bed. I had a raging headache from overthinking everything, so took some Advil and climbed into bed. I just pulled the comforter over my head when I heard my dad's car pull up outside. A couple minutes later, there was a knock on my door.
Elle, can I come in?
Yeah. I sat up as my dad came in, calling over his shoulder to Brad to take a shower before bed. Then to me, he said,
How are you feeling?
Okay. It wasn't entirely a lie. Physically, I felt okay anyway.
Look, bud, I know how hard it must have been for you today, because I know how much you liked Noah, but...
Oh my God, Dad, I'm not having this conversation right now. Not when my headache was just starting to ease off.
All right, all right.
He held his hands up in surrender.
But you know I'm here if you want to talk about it.
I don't. Geez. I don't care about Noah or his precious new girlfriend. He sighed.
Okay, fine. Well, just in case you do care. They're leaving on Sunday afternoon, and Noah said he'd like to talk to you before he goes, if you're okay with that. You know, he seemed really upset about something.
I can't imagine what. I was a horrible, horrible person to hope he'd been jealous.
Elle.
Dad, I snapped back, then felt bad for snapping. I pursed my lips. I don't want to talk to or about Noah. Can we drop it now?
Fine. Do you want some hot chocolate? I'm making me and Brad some.
No, I'm good. I think I'm just going to get some sleep. Another sigh and Dad pushed his glasses up his nose.
All right, night, bud. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. He snapped off the light on his way out, leaving me alone in the growing darkness. My phone buzzed again, rattling across my nightstand. I glanced at it, expecting another text from Lee or maybe Levi. It was neither.
Can you meet me tomorrow? Want to talk. Kiss.
I stared at the screen in shock, thinking. He must be desperate to talk if he spoke to my dad and texted me. But I ignored it, and ignored the kiss at the end, and he didn't send any more. I lay on the edge of sleep until past midnight, trying not to think about the fiasco that was the entire day, and unable to think of anything but... Chapter 23. By some miracle, I managed to avoid Noah the whole next day, and Lee. I messaged Levi a little, neither of us mentioning the kiss. I was relieved things were relatively normal between us. After a while, I turned off my cell phone and spent a few hours online surfing through the Black Friday sales, and then watched a movie with my dad and brother before helping Brad with some homework. Because I was so desperate for any kind of distraction. When I turned my phone on before dinner, I had a couple of texts. One was from Levi. Another three were from Lee asking me to reply already, or was I actually mad at him for something?
One from Rachel, asking me to please get back to Lee because he was worrying about me, but didn't want to come over in case I was pissed at him for some reason. And another from Noah, asking if I could please reply to him, that he just wanted to talk to me before he went back to college. I replied to Lee first. I kept it vague, just apologizing for not getting back sooner, saying that I hadn't spoken to Noah yesterday after dinner and that I just needed space today. Then I texted Rachel to let her know I'd replied to Lee and to ask her how her Thanksgiving had been. I replied to Levi, too. His had only been something about a quiz he found called, "Which classic Thanksgiving dish are you?" I hesitated, looking at Noah's previous texts. And I ignored them. So what if all he wanted was to apologize for his behavior yesterday and for bringing Amanda home with him, when that was totally insensitive? So what if he wanted to apologize for how things ended between us and for keeping things from me? I didn't want to hear from him. Not even that. I needed him out of my life for a while to get over him, and if that meant pushing him away when he was just trying to be nice, then so be it. After dinner, leftover yams, carrots, and bean sprouts that June had sent my dad home with, and meatloaf, we were back in the living room channel surfing, none of us able to agree on what to watch, when the doorbell rang. My dad glanced at me before saying, "I'll get it," like he thought it'd be Noah. And to be totally honest, I thought it was too. If he was so desperate to talk to me, there was nothing stopping him from coming over here to talk face to face when I ignored his texts. But then I told myself, maybe it was Lee, because why wouldn't it be Lee? I could tell it wasn't either of them, though, from the look my dad gave me as he put his head around the door. "El, you've, got a visitor," he said, looking as confused as I felt. I stood up and walked into the hallway. Was it Levi, maybe? Or not? Hi, I stammered, facing a smiling, rosy-cheeked Amanda. Her hair was braided, but the wind had blown a few strands free around her face. I wanted to be mad at her just for looking so damn pretty, even windswept. "Hey, I was, hoping we could talk, if that's okay. I don't mean to intrude or anything, but I thought it'd be a bit weird to just call." "No, that's fine." I gave my dad a look and he ducked back into the living room, closing the door. What was she doing here? And what could she possibly want to talk about? I composed myself. "Can I get you a drink?" "Some water would be great, please." She said water so weird. "Sure." She followed me into the kitchen and I handed her a glass of water. We stood facing each other and I flexed out my fingers nervously. My heart thundered and I swallowed the lump in my throat, uneasy. "I know this is probably very strange for you, but I wanted to talk about Noah." Well, there wasn't much else that she could want to talk to me about, but still, what the hell? I just looked at her, waiting, not knowing what to say. Amanda sipped her water and then dropped her shoulders back, as if squaring herself for something. Was she here to tell me to back off? Insist that I keep away from Noah or something? Tell me to get over him already and stop mooning around like some silly little girl? "Why won't you talk to him?" "What?" Okay, whatever I'd expected, that was not it. Far from it. "He didn't send me over here or anything like that. But I just thought, well, I thought maybe you could talk to me if you couldn't talk to him. He really misses you, you know. And I know he feels bad about what happened between you and about yesterday. For goodness sake, all he's been able to talk about since we booked flights to come was what he was going to